The candidates are Republican Michael Fedeli, Democrat David Martin, and unaffiliated petition candidates Kathleen Murphy and John Zito. The AARP's questions revolved around the theme of livable communities, touching on issues like affordable housing. Candidates were asked what measures they would take in new construction to allow people to stay in their homes as they age. David Martin said the city needs to be sensitive to residents on limited incomes. That's something he said he's championed since his time on the Board of Representatives.
I want to seriously give consideration to a more extensive and broader tax deferral program for our senior citizens. It was an idea that I forwarded and suggested maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, but I think the time has come again to consider that so that the seniors can live in their homes and not be pushed out.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mike Fedeli said he'd form a task force of local and state officials to bring in money for affordable and low-income housing. And he'd also like to see government look at working with builders to set aside special housing for seniors.
Today, we give affordable housing extensions and expansions on buildings. So if someone builds a 40-unit apartment house, we'll give them maybe 5 to 8 more units if they create, quote unquote, an affordability. Well, what a novel idea. Why don't we do something like that and rotate with seniors?
The candidates were also asked what they do to promote lifelong learning. Martin said he'd open an office in the government center that would be staffed by volunteers who would coordinate educational opportunities. Businessman John Zito said he'd like to bring back programs like Meals on Wheels and Dollar Rides, and he said he'd offer a centralized place for information.
I would like to have a nice website for them, easy, www.howeverwemakeitout.com. They punch it, they get on, they can see what they do.
Fedeli agreed that transportation is still a big problem. He suggested partnering with local employers. Companies that offer employees rides to and from the train station could also help pick up seniors.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do is stop thinking about the traditional ways of doing things.
Board of Finance member Kathleen Murphy said the city's downtown senior center is helpful, but she says it isn't convenient for many seniors. She proposed opening up satellite centers around the city and asking businesses to chip in to pay for them.
We owe more to the seniors. Again, financially, we would need to reach out and get some volunteers and get the corporations to help.
The candidates were also asked what they do to improve the city's streets and sidewalks for pedestrians and bicyclists. Murphy said the city's broke, and with congestion the way it is, bike lanes aren't high on the list. Fedeli disagreed and said he'd make sure bike lanes were included in any planning for new or rehabilitated streets.
Listen, we allow bicycles on our buses, we allow bicycles on our trains. So what happens when they get off these things? Put them on their backs?
Martin also chimed in favor of bike lanes. He said there's already studies underway on Long Ridge and High Ridge roads to make them bike friendly. He said his administration would have a transportation planner, one who would also assess the city's traffic lights.
It's not the biggest problem in the world, but I'm tired of sitting on Bedford Street or Summer Street or Washington Boulevard seeing green all around, except that I'm stuck behind a red light that's out of sync.
The next debate will be sponsored by the nonpartisan Prometheum organization, the Stanford Advocate, and the Italian Center. It will be Tuesday, October 22nd. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.